A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Now, Israel, hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe, that you may live and may enter in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. In your observance of the commandments of the Lord, your God, which I enjoin upon you, you shall not add to what I command you, nor subtract from it. Observe them carefully, for thus will you give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence to the nations, who will hear of these statutes and say, 'This great nation is truly a wise and intelligent people.' For what great nation is there that has God so close to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon him? Or what great nation has statutes and decrees that are as just as this whole law which I am setting before you today?" The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. James. Dearest brothers and sisters, all good giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no alteration or shadow caused by change. He willed to give us birth by the word of truth, that we may be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding yourselves. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained by the world. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees, with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem, gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile. From within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile." the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Saint Basil the Great, the 4th century bishop and doctor of the church, whose relic we actually have here at St. Andrew's in the chapel, once said in a homily, "The world that forgets God, brothers and sisters, is ruled by injustice towards neighbors and inhumanity towards the weak." Now, if anyone should doubt the truth of that statement, the world events of the 20th century should remove such doubt. The Nazi Third Reich and the Stalinist regime were both vehemently atheist, and the result of their atheism was, as we know, the largest scale genocides the world has ever known. Unfortunately, there still remain smaller, though no less tragic, results of systemic atheism and its resulting injustices. Anytime human beings forget that they are creatures of God and therefore accountable to God and brothers and sisters of one another and stewards of this earth, bad things happen. When the world forgets God and decides that he is not the author of life, but we are, life becomes devalued, and ultimately the pervading philosophy becomes might makes right. One can see examples of this in a lack of respect for every human person at life's beginning, in the womb, and at life's end, which should only come in God's good time. There are also examples when weaker peoples and minorities are oppressed simply because they can be, because they have no voice or recourse. But God is watching, and he is keeping accounts. The human rights that we extol in our country and that Western civilization has tried to adhere to for centuries are based upon the facts that there is an all-powerful God, that he is good, and that we are answerable to him in everything we do, both individually and collectively. We hear in our first reading today about the foundation and principle of the just laws that our human civilization is based upon. Moses puts the law of God before the people and then says to them, "Observe these laws carefully, for thus will you give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence to the nations, who will hear of all these statutes and say, 'This great nation is truly a wise and intelligent people. What great nation has statutes and decrees that are as just as this whole law?'" The social doctrine of our Catholic Church, which goes back a long way, teaches that the political community originates in the nature of persons whose conscience reveals to them and enjoins them to obey the order which God has imprinted on all his creatures. This order must be gradually discovered and developed by humanity. In other words, God's justice enables us to build and live in a just world. But it's also good to remember that the people who make just laws have to be just themselves. Justice and virtue begin within the person. They begin within our hearts. Jesus makes this perfectly clear in our gospel reading today when he says to the scribes and the Pharisees and the crowds around him, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that comes from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile. From within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these come from within, and they defile." Which is why we need our hearts to be turned and open to God, and to be transformed by communion with Jesus Christ. When we gather here to celebrate the Eucharist, our Lord, who alone is good, is here, and he sanctifies us, that is, makes us clean with his blessed sacrament. We have here all the grace we need, together with the other sacraments of the Church and the guiding Word of God, to resist our inclinations to sin and rather to live justly and devoutly. But we do have to put our faith into action and be doers of the Word and not hearers only, as St. James exhorts us today. He continues by saying, "Religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to care for orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained by the world." Now, if you're anything like me, you may ask yourself from time to time, or perhaps even daily, am I doing enough to help others in need with the gifts I have and with true generosity? If we answer honestly, there is usually more that we can do. Our late Bishop Sullivan, who was well known for promoting issues of social justice, once said to me and my fellow seminarians about 20 years ago something that has always stuck with me. We asked him how he went about deciding what causes he was going to support. He replied very simply, "I just try to address the needs that are right there in front of me." It was good advice that I've always tried to remember. We don't necessarily have to travel halfway around the world to find people in need, though it's good that some people do. Persons in need can be right here on our doorstep, even within our own families. One thing I would add to what Bishop Sullivan said is that we do well to ask and trust the Holy Spirit to show us those needs every day, or otherwise we might miss them. Indeed, I think we do because we're distracted by many things. And when we do ask the Holy Spirit and cooperate with God's grace, we can become just and righteous people, true disciples of our Lord and Savior. For our nation to be just, my friends, it has to be filled with just people, and we can't start anywhere else but with ourselves. I'll conclude with that line from St. Basil again. "The world that forgets God, brothers and sisters, is ruled by injustice towards neighbors and inhumanity towards the weak."